morning. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Yeah? Yeah, amen. Well, I just got a message just a second ago that it is snowing in Howell, and the roads are starting to get a little slippery over there in Howell, so you people who live in Howell, have fun sliding home. Yeah. I'm going to do a little something different because I kind of want to shorten this, so I'm not going to do this lesson. Okay? I'm going to kind of shorten it so that we can get people home and off the snow and ice, and we're not going to have a problem there. So I want to do that, and I want to make sure, yes? A gray Kia, the lights are on in the parking lot. And it's running to keep it warm? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. By the way, I was told yesterday that, a good preacher was told one time that there was a trap door behind the podium. And that if he spoke more than 15 minutes, the trap door would open and he'd fall through. Well, that's why I move a lot. So I don't have to worry about that. I don't stand behind the podium so I don't fall through. But I want to kind of do something a little different today and tell you a little story instead. So we're not going to be using this. I'll do this at another time. But what I want to tell you is what happened to me yesterday. I went to a luncheon yesterday in Mena, Arkansas, and there were about 50 men there, and they had a great luncheon, and it was really, really good, and all this stuff, and at the end of the luncheon, they got together, and they had this program, and they put this little program on and everything, and they were talking about the new year and the new coming year and all this stuff, and then they made a mistake. They asked me to say something. Yeah. Yeah. Mistake on their part. And that's why they told me that I only had 15 minutes or the floor would drop out. Okay? But my response was, okay, y'all ask me, you're going to get it. Amen. So that's what I did. I stood up and began to give them a lesson. And the lesson that I gave was about the new year. And it was very similar to the one that I have already given y'all on my hopes for the new year. Because this was something that I hadn't prepared for or whatever. But they told me, they said, we want you to tell us something to give us something to think about for the new year. And I said, gotcha. Gotcha. So I started out. Just like I did with y'all. I said, I didn't say a lesson on resolutions. Because y'all know that the resolutions don't usually last very long. The average resolution lasts about 48 hours. So I said, this is not a resolution that I'm giving you. But instead, what I'm giving you are the hopes that I have for this world, this nation, this congregation, and myself for the year 2024. And I started out talking about my hopes that I have for the world. That Jesus Christ will be taught throughout all the world and the world will come to know Him. Amen. And I mentioned about what's going on in India right now. And by the way, they still haven't made a decision. And so we're still waiting for Christianity to be legalized in India and open the door for 1.5 billion people to hear the word of Christ. We want that to happen. And then I said, my hopes for this nation are this, that we will quit, that we will stop having hatred and division, that we will come together again, and that hatred and division is something that is caused by Satan to divide the people, to conquer. If you know anything about warfare, you know that Sherman's march to the sea during the Civil War was to divide the South. And therefore, if the South is divided, then what happens? They can easily be picked off. And so what we desire to do here within the United States is, I don't want any more hatred. I don't want any more division. And it doesn't have to be that way. So let's strive together to make sure that doesn't come here, to make sure that stays out in the world, and let's strive to work with everybody everywhere. And then thirdly, I said, I have hopes for my congregation. I have hopes that we will grow in spirit, that we will grow in wisdom, that we will grow in number, and that we will grow in love one for another. Folks, I have great hopes for that. And this congregation is a congregation that has that in you. And we can grow together, and we can grow in love together, and we can grow in spirit together, and we can help each other along the way to be in heaven together. Amen. Let's strive to do that. And then I told them that I have hopes for myself. That my hope for myself is that I will have a better relationship with God. And I've told you before, that's pretty amazing for a preacher to say that he needs a better relationship. But my response to that is this, that I hope that my relationship with God continues to grow each and every day, and when I am finished growing will be when I stand before Jesus Christ and I hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's when I can stop growing. Because I know, I have done what God wants me to do. Folks, all of us need to grow. All of us need to strive to be better each and every day, to seek God's word in our life. Not only that, but to apply it to our life, to live the way that God would have us to live. And if we would just do the golden rule of treating others as we would love to treat ourselves, then 90% of our problems would cease to exist. Just loving one another. And so my hopes are for 2024 is this, that we will continue to grow, that we will continue to learn, that we will continue to grow together, and to always, always grow in the love that God shows us each and every day through His Son, Jesus Christ. He paid our debt so that we could be with Him in heaven. And folks, I intentionally cut this short today because of our weather situation that's out there. But this is a powerful message. This message is one in which you and I need to apply to ourselves. Let's grow together. Let's grow in spirit. Let's grow in knowledge. Let's grow in wisdom. And let's grow in love one for another. Let's seek that for 2024. If you have a need this morning, if you have a need for our prayers, if you have a need for baptism, I want to give you the opportunity to come forward right now, today, to start this year off in the manner that God would want you to start this year off, as a new creature, a new Christian, a new brother or sister, a new member of the kingdom of heaven. Won't you come while together we stand and sing our song of encouragement?
Make me a